opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Urban Story. This is Bebe Diamond.
And this is your friend, Barbara from Harlem. And we're so happy that you joined us today. We're doing this remotely today, but, you know, of course, your opinions and your comments are very important to us. Ms. Diamond, what do you have to tell our wonderful listening audience today?
Yes, we are in the midst of spring today. It's Saturday, April 7th, 2018. However, it still feels chilly here in the northeastern part of the United States. We hope that you all had a blessed Easter. And as I say that, I want to always remember the persecuted Christians around the world. We must keep them in our prayers and thoughts, particularly in the Middle East and in certain parts of Africa, such as Nigeria, where Boko Haram continues to try to kidnap Christian girls. One Christian girl, it has been reported on Breitbart.com, she has not been released because she refuses to renounce her faith in Jesus Christ. So let's keep our persecuted fellow brothers and sisters in Christ up in prayer and pray for their relief soon. Pray that the governments in Africa and around the world will come together and get the backbone to defeat radical Islamic groups like Boko Haram and ISIS to start.
And that's very important that we stay on top of that because, you know, we feel for our brothers and sisters in other parts of the country that are being so horribly persecuted. Thank you, Ms. Diamond, for that report. What else do you have to share with our audience today?
Well, a lot is going on, a lot. As we know, as I mentioned, Easter and Passover has now ended as well, to the best of my knowledge. And Israel is under attack by Hamas. Yesterday, April 6th, Hamas, and April 5th, prior to that, Hamas and other enemies of Israel, but particularly Hamas, the terrorist group, they converged on Israel's border, I think trying to, whatever they're trying to do to Israel and wanting to burn tires. And yes, some Palestinian Arabs were killed in the melee, but Israel has a right to protect its border. Israel is a sovereign nation, and there's no terrorist group, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, and even Iran, which to me is really run by terrorists, has a right to tell Israel that it cannot exist and try to push Israel out of existence. The Israeli government has an obligation to protect its people, and I thank God they're doing just that.
You know, in that vein, I saw something that's very disturbing on Jihad Watch. A Muslim nurse practitioner beheads her 7-year-old son near Rochester, New York. This is dated April the 6th, 2018. You know, many people want to say that there are zero indications of anything cultural when these people come to our country and we don't have anything to fear. But you know what? These acts prove that statement to be very wrong because in their Quran, in Surah 47:4, it says, when you meet the unbelievers, smite the next. And this mother of a 7-year-old son decapitated him because of her religious beliefs.
Why was he decapitated?
Evidently, he did something that she didn't approve of, so he was beheaded. And then, it's horrible. This woman was 36 years old, a nurse practitioner here in America. Her name was Hanain Muhib. She was arrested and charged with the murder of a 7-year-old son. So maybe he picked up something in school and said, you know, he believed something else. Smite the neck or the head of the unbeliever. She killed her own son.
Wow. And, you know, people will say, well, maybe she had a mental illness, whatever they may say, the issue of murdering other people because they do not adhere to Islamic teachings is documented throughout the world. We know about honor killings, not only in the Middle East and in the Far East, but also in the Western world where Muslims have immigrated. There have been honor killings in the United States. You have a girl who wants to date a boy of another faith. She could be killed by her father, and the mother will stand by and do absolutely nothing. There have been too many cases where this kind of behavior has documented, so we know it's an integral part of the Islamic culture. Now, thankfully, apparently, most Muslims do not engage in this kind of behavior, but there are enough that do that it's noticeable, and it is an issue, and that's one of the reasons why Muslims want to come to you to the U.S. or wherever else in the West, Canada, Great Britain. They need to learn to assimilate. They want the benefits of living in the West. They should also take the responsibilities of living in the West. And that means any 7th century barbaric practices cannot be carried out in the West. We will not allow it. So I'm so sorry for her 7-year-old son. That's horrible. And I just pray for his soul. I want to touch on the issue of the caravan of illegal immigrants that were headed to the United States. Apparently, there was some group that wanted to test our border security, wanted to test if we had the will to stand up to illegal immigrants just coming into the country, whether by foot, automobile, or plane. This is a sovereign country. We have a right to protect our borders. Barbara, your thoughts?
Well, they might be thinking that we have the same president or we have the same ideology in the White House that we had under the other president, which said that America is not defined by borders. Maybe they actually believe that. Well, let me tell you people, we have a new president in our White House. We have a president who loves America, who's not trying to reduce America to a wasteland and by saying we're not defined by borders. Hello? Yes, we do have borders. And when you just walk across the border without the validation and without the approval of America, you are violating our laws. And I don't care what the Democrats say. They say, oh, you need sanctuary cities. Oh, you need relief from those laws. Illegal still means illegal.
Yeah. And what did Trump do to get the caravan to stop?
Well, he spoke up, and one thing, he threatened NAFTA. He threatened them with NAFTA because, you know, Americans, we send a lot of money to these undeveloped countries, and they didn't want that interrupted. And the Mexican ambassador to America, Gutierrez.
Right.
Geronimo Gutierrez said that that's an unwelcome. And who cares what he says? He's here in America. Mexico, from what I understand, has very stringent immigration laws, and they enforce them. And you cannot walk around in Mexico without identification. So who are they? We helped build that country, and we are building it because their people come here, take our job, but always send money back to help build Mexico. So who cares if he says it's unwelcome? They don't even like the idea of the wall. We want a wall because we want anyone coming to this country to have our permission, and we want those coming to our country who are going to contribute to our society and not just drain the safety nets that were initially developed for American citizens.
Wow, excellent analysis of the situation, Barbara from Harlem. I think you're absolutely right. I think Trump has a lot of backbone. The message that was sent during the tenure of former President Barack Obama, as you stated, is that America is a country without borders. But that's not true. If you have no borders, you don't have defined borders. You really don't have a country.
You don't have a country.
So Trump threatened to send the National Guard or just maybe the standing military. I'm not sure. I believe it was the National.
Defending troops.
Defending, wow.
National Guard, yes, to the border.
To the border. You know, let me just step back for a moment and say that, you know, I have sympathy for those who are living in Latin America, South America, and who are struggling day by day. I sympathize with them. You know, we're very blessed to live in the United States, and that's not something we should take for granted. However, they should not be able to just walk across our borders. There are laws in place that must be respected. So I really thank Trump, for having the guts to say, no, you will not cross our border, no matter how well-meaning the caravan is. And if there are people on there with certain needs, we're sympathetic to that. But the bottom line is, you must come into this country legally. We just can't have people flooding our borders. That's just not going to work.
I mean, and that's the bottom line. And if you have that much nerve to say that you're going to march into a country, why don't you march in your hometown and say, we need to change something so that we can become prosperous and don't have to leave our homeland? Do your marching, you know, just like some of the legal immigrants. They host these rallies. Do you host the rallies in your homeland like that? You know, do you disrupt traffic in your homeland like that? I think in some of those countries, they'd be run down, run over, and forgotten about the next day. Do some of that in your own homeland. You don't come to another person's country and then make demands and you came here illegally. Let's be real about it. Well, thank God, I believe, well, we're getting rid of some of these liberals. I didn't know and recently learned why the Democrats push so hard for illegal aliens to vote and to be counted on the census, mm-hmm. to increase the representation of that particular district so that they can have more say-so in running this country. And I'm talking about the Democratic Party. Mm. And that's why they forget about Americans and push for illegal aliens to get as many rights and privileges as they can get and overlook the fact that they came here illegally because they want more Democrats in office to wreck America. And I say that because most of them support open borders, which is not helpful to us. They support killing babies, which that is shedding innocent blood on our land. They believe in immoral acts, which is not going to please God. And we want God to continue to bless this country. So to me, they're very dangerous to our safety, to our freedom. And I'm so glad that particularly in Massachusetts, where their deal is challenging Elizabeth Lying Pocahontas, you know who I'm talking about, because I hope she is defeated. And I hope around this nation that those people who have proven themselves to be liberal and anti-American by their stance, that they will be voted out, retired, sent to the pastures.
Mm. Period. Very powerful, Barbara. Very, very powerful. You're absolutely right, talking about the census for the first time, and I'm not sure how many years.
Yes.
The U.S. citizenship question will be on the census, on the United States census. Now, you have the usual suspects who are pushing back against this, but I think it's common sense because we want to know who is a U.S. citizen who's living in this country. I think that's a fair question. And you're absolutely right. One of the key uses of the data from the census is to determine the districts and the number of representatives, that sort of thing. So it's very important that we understand what the census is for and utilize it to help increase our political power on our end. But we have to be honest and fair, and wherever it lies, but it is very important that census is used not only to determine the population of the United States, but also determine districting for political reasons. You're absolutely right.
I just learned that, and that's very important to know. So that's why we have, and I don't see Republicans pushing for open borders, anybody come, we got to have sanctuary cities. I don't see the Republicans doing that. I see the Democrats pushing that very heavily. So that's another one of their slick tricks, to get more representation, to get a majority, so that they can turn this country into something that we don't want to see. We don't want to see Marxism. We don't need socialism. And we definitely don't want any communism. You know. But unfortunately, that's become the party of darkness as far as I'm concerned. Because they push these things that are anti-American.
You know, Barbara, I just, before we go to our break, I just wanted to notice this lady you have up there. She's a Black Florida lawmaker, thank God for slavery. And I know that echoes what's in your book. Do you want to expound on that a little bit, please?
Oh, yes, yes. I found this on Facebook, and it says, I thank God for slavery. If it wasn't for slavery, I might be somewhere in Africa worshiping a tree. And this statement was made by Black Florida lawmaker by the name of Kimberly Daniels. And I was just so happy when I saw that because I have a chapter in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem, that's entitled Thank God for Slavery. And you know what's so energizing about this is just to see another Black woman, another Black person, understanding and acknowledging God was involved in an awakening when slavery took place. And, you know, all things work together for good, for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. It's just so wonderful to see another Black person waking up to the reality that slavery didn't get slip under the rug as far as God is concerned. It wasn't something that he didn't know was going on. But in other words, there was good in it. You see, in my book, I talk about slavery. I talk about thank God for slavery. And I also talk about the life of one Joseph. So please pre-order Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem, Amazon, Walmart, Simon & Schuster, Books a Million, and Walmart. Please help us put it on the bestseller list, because I know that you're going to find it very interesting.
Yes, absolutely, positively. You know, that sounds like a controversial statement, thank God for slavery.
Yes.
When you first hear it, when anyone first hears it, in my opinion, whether they are Black or white, it's a pretty shocking statement.
Yes.
But when you dig farther into what the meaning behind that is, you'll understand it. Because being born in America is really a blessing. It is a rich blessing. Many of those countries in Africa and in the Middle East and in the Far East, we have to supply some basic foodstuffs to them. We are very blessed with what we have, the technology. We have water. We have all kinds of, ecological blessings from California to Florida. We have really been blessed in this country. So thank God for slavery, because without slavery, I might not be in the United States.
Thank you.
I might still be in Africa. So I really do. And I think that's very powerful. Now, give the story very briefly behind why you came up with thank God for slavery. What's the background on that?
Well, my uncle, you know, he was up there in age, and I would go visit him up in the Bronx. And we were just talking. We had very good conversations. And he told me, you know what, fine, I'm thank God for slavery. And I was shocked. I said, oh, what does he mean by that? I said to myself, you know, because I didn't want to challenge him, I didn't want to question him, but as we went on and we talked, he made me understand. He says, where would we be if there wasn't slavery? He says, you know, we were blessed because we were translated from a land that was not so good for us to America. He said he remembered his grandmother out in the pea field picking peas and always having a Bible.
Ooh.
I mean, she was a woman of faith. And I do believe even the slaves of that time, well, my grandmother was probably not a slave, you know, just but she was there when the emancipation probably took place. My great-grandmother, I mean. Yes. And he says, you know, it's a blessing to be born in America. It's a blessing to be in America. And at that time, you know, it just baffled me.
Mm.
but as time went on, and in particular, because I started reading the story of Joseph in the Bible, and for Joseph to look at his brothers who had sold him into slavery and say, listen, you don't have anything to worry about. What you meant for evil, God meant for good. And I started looking more deeply into the issue of slavery. Did God mean it for good? And then I see a lot of good in being born in America. Yes, we have little blotches on our history, but we are imperfect people worshiping a perfect God. But I know one thing. God turned something wicked and ugly into something that I'm so happy happened to me. I am an American citizen.
Amen. And there are millions of people who would love to be in America at this time.
That's why they still...
Exactly, exactly. We are a truly blessed nation in spite of our shortcomings, the disagreements, divisions, what have you. We are truly blessed to be in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's beyond color, it's beyond political affiliation. If you understand or if you know or are aware of everything that's going on around the country, around the world rather, you would know it's a blessing to be in the United States. So many people don't have a lot of rights. They don't even have basic food to eat. Look at what's going on in Venezuela. And I talk about Venezuela a lot because Venezuela used to be a flourishing country, from what I understand, until yes. Hugo Chavez took it into and made it a socialist country. I saw a photo the other day of people and dogs going through the same garbage looking for food. I mean, it's very tragic what's going on in Venezuela. And I hope Maduro and his family are pushed out of Venezuela so that some sanity can be restored and so that the people of Venezuela will be in better shape and will not be starving, because right now some of them are starving. So our prayers and thoughts are with the people of the United States. And I'm grateful that we have a president who believes in putting America first, making America great again. So that's a blessing. Barbara, for less. Next 30 seconds, any thoughts before we go to break?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, America is booming again. We have the highest unemployment rate of blacks in history. And that's a remarkable accomplishment. In a few seconds, we're going to go to break. But please stay with us because we have more interesting things to tell you, because we want our patriotic people to awaken and get together, be united, so that we can be united in fighting the insanity of the leftists. Be right back with you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories. stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello. We're back with you again, and thank you so much for listening to our sponsors' messages, and please support them because they support, you know, this program. They support DDV Radio. They support our law enforcement personnel, and we want to make sure that they continue their dynamic work, right? Do you agree with me, Ms. Diamond?
Of course, of course. Yes, please support the sponsors you heard during our break. You know, just a couple of things that are not necessarily politically related. One is the fact that Christian movies, I know that the Christian movie based on a very big hit song, I Can Only Imagine, has been doing very well. I love that song, and it's a movie I want to get out and see. Also, the movie regarding Paul. Now, that has not taken off so much as the box office, and some speculators because Christian audiences are kind of split between the hit movie I Can Only Imagine and the movie about Paul. But I want to get out and actually see both of those movies. Now, recently, not too long ago, Pope Francis, supposed leader of the world's 1 billion plus Catholics, allegedly said or indicated that he does not believe that there is a hell. And I find that to be very interesting. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
Well, I don't want to offend, you know, our Catholic. I'm sure some of practicing Catholics that listen to our program. But the bottom line is he doesn't believe the Bible. You know, that's all there is to it, you know. I mean, there are enough illustrations in the Bible to let us know that as a child of God, you'll spend eternity with him. And as one who opposes being a child of God, that your fate is not going to be pleasant. You know, fire, brimstone, all of that. I do believe that. I'm not going to take any chances with my eternal destiny, you know. And I don't think that he's a good leader by making such a statement when the bottom line is the Bible disagrees with him. So, I mean, if people want to follow him, they can follow him. But, you know, I'd rather follow Christ.
No, I think your point is well taken, Barbara. I think with this Pope, it's not just this statement, or now the Vatican has kind of backed away from it, but they have not issued an outright denial. But it's not just this. It's that there have been other issues on which this Pope seems to be watering down or just flat out ignoring the Bible. And the Bible obviously predates him, the Catholic Church, and will continue on for thousands or maybe millions of years when he's gone. But I think this Pope Francis, one of the issues I have with him is he seems to be very politically motivated. He is, from what I understand, really a socialist.
Yes.
And he pushes that agenda. He pushes the climate change. He pushes for countries such as the United States to take all kinds of immigrants in, to not build the wall. And yet he has a wall around the Vatican. Vatican City is walled. You can't just walk in. And there are security guards at Vatican City.
Absolutely.
So this Pope is, to me, he's a little too liberal, in my opinion. And he's not just strict sticking by the Bible. He's supposed to be, I forget what they call it, but a representative of Christ on earth. And I just don't get that sense from this Pope.
Not at all. You know, the bottom line is that if you're a child of God and you meditate, God will let you know what's truth and what's in error. Because God does not want us ignorant. We don't have to follow anyone blindly. And, it doesn't even make sense for him to say that. Because what you're saying is that we have the same standing as someone who might be a mass killer or whatever. We're going to end up together. I don't even want to live with those people on earth, much less throughout eternity.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because they are children of hell. Period. But that's his opinion. I don't agree with it, period. You know. But, I was just looking, and I know we talked about it already, but this caravan of people, you know, from Honduras, et cetera, just marching and all that, you know, and of course, you know, people like the ACLU and others said that, Trump is bullying people and going to cause, Trump slams Mexico and Democrats' this caravan of immigrants heads to your southern border. He's a bully for standing up for America. And then they also added this organization, you know, People Without Borders. Trump is trying to turn Central American refugees and other immigrant communities against each other and use them as a bargaining chip with Mexico. You know, these people are so outlandish. We have a president who says, you come here when we say that you can come. We want to examine you and vet you before you come into our country. We want you to add, not come here looking for handouts and freebies all over the place. We have American citizens who are downtrodden. Charity, according to the word of God, begins at home. Let's take care of our veterans. Let's take care of those downtrodden. Let's take care of those who have fallen through the cracks and get them back on their feet. First and foremost, take care of our own. So I'm so sick and tired of people, these liberals, you know, always want to classify someone, always want to paint someone in a horrible picture if they disagree with them. They don't even use common sense. They use what's expedient to them, what they think might make them look good. But to logical people, they sound really nutty. Our president doesn't have to bully anyone. He's not a dodo. And the bottom line is, he loves the country, and he loves American citizens. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. Sorry for the background noise, but I totally agree with that. And for them, you know, yes, these are some of them are helpless immigrants. They do need help, but they are being exploited by these liberal socialist groups that want to keep testing America's immigration system. If it were just about helping some helpless people who are desperate in South or Latin America, I'm not totally against that. But if we let one caravan in, this is just a test.
Yeah.
Then they'll try another one and then another one. And we have to stop that right now. Coming into the United States is a privilege. It is not a right. the United States Constitution applies to U.S. citizens and those who have adopted and have become citizens or residents, not so much resident aliens, but U.S. citizens. So illegals walking across the border, flying across the border, they do not have the same rights as U.S. citizens.
But you notice what I notice, and I may be selfish or whatever, but I don't notice any, I notice none of these leaders of these undeveloped countries look like they're underweight. They don't look like they're starving. They have very nice clothes. They live the life of luxury. I think, number one, some of these people need to start holding their leaders accountable to the extent that they can.
Yeah. Well, that's the tough.
You know, that may be the tough thing because, you know, some of us, some in some of these countries, they have let these dictators just run shot over them. You know, look what happened when Hitler took over. He played every trick in the book, and people weren't wise to it until, boom, he turned all of that country upside down. That's why God wants us to be wise as serpents, gentle as a dove, but wise as a serpent, because we have serpents among us who will devour us, who will take our freedoms, take our liberties. Because look at what's happened in some of these countries that have been around a longer time than America.
No, your point is well taken. It is not easy in some countries. It's easy for us to sit here, and I know you're sensitive to that, to say they should protest, they should overturn the government, so they don't have to immigrate to the United States, but it's not that simple. And to your point about the leaders, yes. In fact, Maduro, who's the leader of Venezuela, now the Venezuelan people are near starvation, some of them, not the whole population. He was on television. I mentioned this a few weeks ago on this broadcast. He literally was on television speaking, giving us a press conference, eating, I believe it was an empanada, on television, as if to say, kiss my rump, as if it's like shooting the middle finger at the Venezuelan people who are hungry and those who care for them. Now, recently, a minister in the government of Venezuela said the reason why there's not enough food in the grocery stores, that people are eating too much. How can he say that when we know some of the people in Venezuela are starving? These are heartless, cruel people who are running the government of Venezuela, and it's really not fair to the average citizen of Venezuela. They, you know, we take it for granted. We have water, we have whatever, basically, whatever food we can eat and afford to eat. But these people don't have the basics, and it's heartbreaking. So you're right. I would prefer for them to build up their countries in Latin and South America, but it's not as easy as it sounds, and we know that.
No, it's not. You know, and some things have gone so far, and people have become so accustomed to being so controlled that, you know, I pray for them, but still, you must respect our laws. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention something I think is just wonderful. Black Entertainment Television, you know, BET, the founder, Robert Johnson, you know what he said? President Donald Trump is one of the best things to ever happen to the job market for black Americans. Now, you know, I want people listening, and I know that you're square-minded, fair-minded people, but some of the people that you encounter who have this racist little tinge, you know, please tell them that. What our president is doing is the best thing. If the BET founder of BET says it, and he's in the world of making money, entrepreneurship, self-employed, et cetera, et cetera. He said Donald Trump is the best thing that happened to the job market for black people. So maybe some of the haters will stop this hating and go about living. I mean, even think about the tax cuts. You know, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, they're just crumbs. Oh, insignificant. Oh, pathetic. Well, she's pathetic. She's insignificant. Yeah, it's crumbs to her if you save $1,000 because she's a multimillionaire. It's crumbs to her if you save $20 because she's a millionaire. It's pathetic to her.
Right.
But the bottom line is, why have such a negative attitude? You're supposed to be a representative. you, the majority, the minority leader. And look at the negativity. We want to make America great again, but you know what? They're too small. People like her are too small to say that's wonderful that American citizens are getting some kind of tax break, tax cut that will help them put another piece of bread, loaf of bread, or package of meat on their tables. But she's a multimillionaire. She has a vineyard, from what I understand, and she's been in politics. She's a professional politician. She may be having, she may have dementia, whatever, but she's still getting that paycheck. They don't want to leave. Her, Schumer, Biden, the whole lot of them, the Clintons, they made their living off of telling whatever tale they had to tell to get elected, then reelected, then reelected, and reelected. They make it a life's goal, a life's mission, and a career.
Mm-hmm. Career opportunity, absolutely. And that kind of leads me, I want to briefly mention Laura Ingraham. As many of you know, she had criticized the Parkland, Florida high school student, David Hogg, who needs to be criticized because really he's a jerk. I mean, and I don't say that lightly. Well, good news is that Fox News released a statement this past week saying that they're going to stand by Laura, and it's important because we need to be able to, we need to protect free speech. Whether you like Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, or not, and the list goes on, have the First Amendment right to say what they want to say. Laura Ingraham had the right to criticize David Hogg, to boycott her, to pull advertising from her show. It's like you're giving in and you're caving, and that hurts our First Amendment rights. So I'm glad to note that Fox News has released a statement saying they are standing behind Laura Ingraham. Now, I just want to mention also briefly that April 4th, a few days ago, 2018, marked the 50th anniversary, sad anniversary of the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Your thoughts, Barbara?
You know, I would say without hesitation, he was truly a man of God. You know, sometimes I'll see T-shirts. I'm walking around Harlem, and I'll see T-shirts with Malcolm X and Dr. King on them, and even our former president, and it turns my stomach. Because no, not any of those two can match up, can even tie the shoes of a Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Because, you know, he had principles. He had morals. I was looking to a speech, I can't remember what year it was, but he was saying, you know, he was being interviewed, and he said something very significant. He, you know, he was asked, what's the difference between blacks who, you know, after the civil rights law was passed and all that, and a lot of the peasants that come, well, they call them peasants, from Europe and all of that. And Dr. King said something that I hadn't thought about. He says, how can you tell a man to pull himself up by his bootstraps if he's bootless? And you see, even with the civil rights laws and with the Emancipation Proclamation, what did they really give those former slaves, in a sense? And they didn't give them anything. You know, they didn't give them any tools. It's only by the grace of God that we had the George Washington Carvers and, you know, Mary McLeod Bethunes and all that. But we bring immigrants over to this country and we give them a hand up. We give them a big hand, but blacks did not get that. And that was something that he said, and I said, you're right. How can I pull up my bootstrap, pull myself up by my boots, if I'm bootless? But even in spite of that, we made a lot of progress because my grandmother never worked for anyone. Well, she did work in a cannery to save up money, and then she went into a beautician. She was a beautician. But I never knew her to work for anyone. My grandfather, I learned that I was wrong that he was the second sheriff in a white town in the South, and he was black. He was the first. I was corrected. He was the first black to be a sheriff in the town. So what I'm saying is that through hard work, dedication, and by the grace of God, in spite of those things, that we were not given land, we were not given whatever when we came out of slavery. I wasn't there. but they made it. And we can make it in this society. We have to work hard, pray hard, and be truthful and honest and dignified, and we're going to be blessed.
No, Dr. King, I agree with you. You made a great point. Yeah,
I was talking about him, and I forgot. I meant to say something else about him.
But I just want to say very quickly, America has, even though when the slaves walked off the plantation, they were, figuratively speaking, bootless, right?
That's correct.
I agree with Dr. King. But America has tried to right the wrong, we know, with the War on Poverty Act in 1965 and so on and so forth. But as we've realized, just giving handouts to the inner city, to the urban American community does not work. We have so many coming from broken homes who are not taught discipline, who are not taught basic civic manners and responsibilities.
Yeah, you know what I just thought about? I was just at the doctor Thursday, and I met a lady in there who was waiting to see the same doctor that I was seeing. And I didn't know anything about this lady. But anyway, she was telling me how she came in there one time and she was hungry. And this the doctor we were going to see gave her money to buy some food. Then she told me another time she came in to see the same doctor. And she was crying and told him that she needed $62 to pay her rent. Well, she told me that he gave her an envelope, told her, don't open it in here, open it outside. So evidently she told him how much her rent was. The bottom line is he gave her money to pay her rent. And she said, I told him, no, but, and then you know what got me? She said she was writing a book also because I told her about my book. And I said, what is your book going to be about? Well, you know, my grandmother was so light-skinned, they thought she was white. And when white people came to the house, I had to hide or go in the kitchen. What I'm trying to say is, you know, and she told me she was on welfare, getting food stamps, go to different places to get food and all that. But that's only in America. That's only in America. I mean, I'm saying to myself, you're writing a book basically about people who have long ago died. And here it is, you have someone presently helping you who's not black. Where is the appreciation? Where is the thankfulness? Right. And then she told me she had a husband. I said, well, does your husband work? Oh, no, he has two titanium knees. And she had a beautiful pocketbook. But all this is on the taxpayer's dole. But there is such an attitude of, you still owe me. Dr. King didn't promote stuff like that. He promoted faith in God. Just move your prejudiced self out of the way. Give me an opportunity. I will work. I can accomplish. I can do. But so many have given up on do and focus on what was done in a time so long ago and don't appreciate the fact you have a beautiful leather pocketbook. You're able to go to a doctor who paid your rent, gave you money to eat, and he's white, but you want to write a book that says, when white people came because your grandmother looked white, I had to go in the kitchen. It just didn't compute with me. Dr. King was not that kind of person. He didn't tell us to be angry. He says it takes strength to love. I read one of his books. I have it here. Strength to love. You have to love. Learn how to love. Not always look for an excuse to fail or be angry and bitter and sour. My brother who just passed on March 29th, and we buried him April the 3rd, was one that didn't complain, didn't blame people for anything that happened, didn't have the bitterness. He was truly transformed and such a treasure.
Yes, I thank you for bringing that up. And Dr. King was it. You're talking about your brother was a treasure, and Dr. King was a national treasure to the United States. And I'm so grateful for the contribution and sacrifice of Dr. King. And, you know, he made the famous quote from him is, judge a man by not the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. But I find that on so many in African-American community, and I'm African-American, I'm black, and so are you, Barbara. They ignore it. They only think that white people should do that, but we as black people should do that as well. Too many of us We're prejudiced toward white people. We assume the worst about white people. We're judging them on the color of their skin and not on the content of their character. So we need more Dr. King. We need more. He wasn't perfect. No, none of us is perfect. But his civil rights movement was guided really by his Christian beliefs, and really it was conducted, from what I understand, in the context of Christianity.
Yes, it was.
Because that drove Dr. King, like, from faith to love. So, I mean, I appreciate you saying that about Dr. King. We have about 2 minutes to go, according to our producer, and we're just so grateful for those of you who have tuned in. Please support this program. Please support Barbara's book that is coming out. And you can go to Amazon.com. There's no money for the pre-order. And you can search using Barbara from Harlem, and her book will come up.
That's right. And the title, I know it's a little long, but it's good. You know, because I was down in Florida passing out my flyers, and some people say, oh, my goodness, what an exciting title, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. But I can guarantee you everything in there is true. It's true, it's true, it's true. And I've had some experiences, you know, in a gun battle and all of that. That's why I totally, completely support our Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, because if I didn't bear arms, the brother that we just buried on the 3rd of this month may have been killed back in 72 if I didn't have a gun and shoot, so that the shooter, he had already shot my brother, wouldn't shoot him again and kill him on the spot. So I believe in the Second Amendment. Yes, I was shot too, but that's all right. I wasn't like those in Park. What was that school, Park? Parkland, Florida. No, I wasn't like them, because if I didn't act, I could have been killed, my brother definitely, and my children were on site also. So I am a staunch supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. And we're going to be leaving you pretty soon, but we really appreciate you listening to us. And please think about what we've said. And next time, you know, give us a call. Let us know, you know, how we're doing, what you may want to hear. And we'll keep on going. You have anything else to say, Ms. Simon?
Nope. We thank you for listening to Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.